It's an eerie feeling being lost on a hiking trail. And the basic concept of hiking is you start at the trailhead, you have your destination, usually a summit here in Colorado that you're trying to get to, and then back to the car safely to enjoy being outside and just being away from things, soaking in the fresh air, the all of it. But in those moments, and I know firsthand, even 2 weeks ago in the same boat, you're hiking and all of a sudden you start to ask yourself, am I even on the trail? And when you realize you're not, it's a panic of let's get back as soon as possible. And once you get back on the trail, whew, that's a nice relief to know that you're going to be able to make it to where you're going and back to where you're at, because there's a very clear path. This is the first of two homilies in a discipleship series, so that way we can follow a pathway to arrive to be disciples of Jesus. Very clear. But yet first understand what a disciple is. What is the destination that lies at the end of this pathway? Because a disciple, according to, you know, just the study of who, what was Jesus talking about when he would tell people to be his disciple, a disciple is a student of the master, and Jesus is the master. But more than just a student, especially as we know it today, okay, you go to class for, you know, 6 hours or whatever, and then you go home to your family and it's all good. A disciple in this context is in a committed relationship with Jesus as the master. Very frequent communication, a relationship closeness, decisions made because of this relationship. There's something very committed with Jesus as a person, more than a textbook concept. And so how do we get on some sort of pathway to discipleship, or ask the question, am I a disciple already? And so it's important for us to think about this lost sheep scenario. Yes, Jesus goes out and is able to find the sheep and bring back the one, to leave the 99 behind because of that deep, intense love and care. But at the same time, it's for us to realize that the reason we get lost is because of that sin, like Paul talks about. He says, I'm the worst. I'm the biggest sinner. But he's so hopeful for a pathway, and he knows that Jesus had made this way for him to be able to come back. And so the first thing to know about this pathway that we're implementing in a very strong and clear way here for Christ the King is that there are six general steps in the shape of a circle, or what you could call a wheel. It's in this shape for a very specific reason, because this pathway is called a flywheel. A flywheel is what clay is spun on for a potter to shape ceramic dishes. Does that sound like something you've heard in scripture before? Maybe not the flywheel part, but think of Isaiah. God is the potter. We are the clay. What if the parish was the flywheel? What if the parish was a place that you could come and you could start moving in this circle, and God would form you little by little to be an incredible disciple of Jesus, or to become even more of a disciple, a better disciple? You see, it's incredible that we have this opportunity to be placed upon this wheel upon which God the potter will create and nurture joyful disciples of Christ. The six steps that I'll walk you through that we've come up with, that the diocese has really encouraged us to implement here at each of the parishes in Southern Colorado, are the six steps. I summarized them into just two words per step. The first step is to build trust. Second, to encounter Jesus. The third is to grow as a disciple. The fourth one is then to fruitful sacraments. The fifth is equip for the mission. And the final one is the wellspring of worship. So I'll say them again to you and maybe unpack them just a little bit more. Build trust is the first one. Who would want to come to this parish if they didn't trust us, if they didn't trust the people that were sitting in the pews with them, if they didn't trust somebody to talk about the spiritual life? So there has to be a place where we build trust with one another and where people who stepped in for the first time in this place would be able to have an opportunity to build trust with us as a church. And then to encounter Jesus. Because if this disciple is someone who's in a personal relationship, it doesn't matter how much you know about Jesus if you've never met the guy. And so there has to be some way where we provide this environment in which a person could encounter Jesus through retreats, through beautiful liturgy, whatever it would be. And then to be able to grow as disciples. And this is what Catholic Church is awesome at. Gosh, we have the catechism, we have Bible studies, we have classes, we have all the information you could ever want. But unfortunately, it doesn't soak in all the time for people because we don't quite make these couple first steps, the evangelization that wins people's hearts over. People don't care if you're going to put concepts in their brain if they don't know how much you love them. And so it's important to have these all in this right step. And then the fruitful sacraments, to be able to not only receive these sacraments and know it is Jesus present and how much he loves you and how much he wants you to stay in relationship with him, but then to be able to receive them frequently so they impact your life in a deep and lasting way. And then to equip for the mission, which would then be able to be trained at how can I even help other people come through a pathway like this and have important conversations with them in my life. And then the wellspring of worship is just all the prayer that we would pray and be involved with, so that way we could be nourished to continue this pathway and continue this the potter's wheel, so that way all of us would continue to be formed in a beautiful way. Michael Sparks, I'll just show his story just briefly and his pathway, because you can tell this man arrived to be a very committed disciple of Jesus, because it's not as common today that a young man would go to seminary to consider the priesthood. Michael Sparks, one of our seminarians, a very committed disciple. There he was building trust. His confirmation sponsor would just invite him to continue to come to events at the parish and to be drawn into different ways that he could be part of the church. But he lost his way like a lost sheep. He went away from home. He was working at an airport in Alaska. Didn't care much about the church or about, well, Jesus, or that whole relationship. Didn't care about being a disciple. But then he encountered Jesus in a powerful way going on a campus ministry retreat in San Antonio, Texas with 10,000 other college students, and encountered Jesus in a beautiful, profound way. He then began growing as a disciple, asking a priest to be a spiritual director, and over the course of many years took time to just continue to grow. Identified his favorite saint as Saint Augustine, started reading more about his life and how that could shape him. Then he fruitfully received the sacraments, started to realize how beautiful it is to be at Mass every Sunday, to go to confession and receive that forgiveness. He had already received some of the other sacraments, but now starting to understand what they mean and how the Holy Spirit can work in his life. Being equipped for the mission, his job moves him to Hawaii, and he begins being involved with a young adult group down there called Epic. And they show him how to make small groups and how he can then bring other people into this incredible relationship with Jesus. And then the wellspring of worship, he continues to nourish his life with visits to the Blessed Sacrament, with time spent in adoration, with beautiful daily prayer commitments. And so to see his pathway, yes, maybe it's a distinct and not the common one that we'll all go on, but it's important to see it working in a specific way in people's lives and how that's going to benefit our church, especially if he does complete his time in seminary and becomes a priest for our diocese. You see, I speak of all of this incredible stuff because I want you to be able to identify the steps that you can take to become a disciple. Or maybe you can identify how you've already gone through some of these steps. And then what is your next step to be able to continue on this road or to go through it again or to invite somebody with you to go through all of this? There's a giant display back in the narthex with these six steps on it, and now even with posters that have specific ways in which you can make each of these steps. I'm so excited, you guys, for this. I'm more excited than a hunter on the opening day of season. I'm more excited than football fans now that the games are back on. I'm so excited that this pathway is for us in our parish. And it's my heart's desire that every single person in this parish would go through these six steps. And maybe it's going to take 3-5 years to complete them all. Don't feel like it's a rush, but just know there is a specific pathway. It's exciting to see that this is already happening at our parish. The parish leadership team has gone through first three steps. The staff and three different groups have gone through these first three steps and are getting ready for more steps. The healing prayer groups that started from our Lenten mission last year are going through all of this, and it's incredible. They're probably the most advanced, already in some of the fifth step of training for how they're going to pray for others in a beautiful way. Divine Mercy group has a good start. Religious education and formation is aligning more to this. It's just incredible to see all of this. And in the next homily in this series, which will be in probably 2 weeks for you all, will be about your next steps specifically, and what that looks like and how to identify that and why it's so important. Because just as God desires for his lost sheep to be in his great care and on this path that they could make it to him just as much as he wants to come to them, so he desires to find you. If he runs after every lost sheep, how much more does he love you? If he's creating a pathway to discipleship for this parish, it's because he loves you. So get on the pathway to discipleship. Michael Sparks is glad he did. And by getting on this, you will let Jesus find you and make you and keep you his disciple.